Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
While we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, many of us are going to take some time out to remember those for whom this is a grim day. And for those in Haiti, it's been a pretty tragic, tough year. A devastating earthquake early on and then an ongoing cholera epidemic that seems to be getting worse. But one New York City couple has a little bit of Thanksgiving joy. Well, quite a bit, actually. They've successfully adopted two children from Haiti. It's been a long road, though. Joining us this morning is Lisa Scopa, new mother to Therlene and Erickson. Good morning and congratulations.
Oh, good morning, and thank you.
I can hear the kids a little bit there in the background. Tell me a little bit about what it took to actually get these kids into your home and part of your family.
Well, we started the adoption process of actually our son in October of 2008, and we were matched with our son. And then eventually, after traveling to Haiti and meeting him, we decided to adopt a second child, and we were matched with our daughter in September of last year. And then, you know, we were, you know, through the process, which takes a very long time if you're adopting from Haiti. And we were getting really close once the earthquake struck this year. And we sort of thought that due to the situation, we would never really see our children after we found out that, you know, they were alive. But then after about a week of not really knowing what was going to happen, our children were evacuated, and we went to meet them on January 21st in Fort Lauderdale in Florida.
Well, Lisa, let me take you back for just a moment, because for many people who maybe didn't have, you know, family members, didn't grow up in Haiti, the earthquake was a tragic event, but somehow removed. And yet for you, you hadn't yet brought your children into your family home, and yet the earthquake must have been incredibly scary for you. You must have been scared to death over what had happened to Therlene and Erickson.
Oh yeah, it was definitely, you know, the worst moment in our lives, I think, when we found out about the earthquake, because we literally, for, you know, several hours after the news broke out, we didn't know if our children were alive. And we had already, these were children that we had met and spent a lot of time with. We'd traveled several times, and, you know, we'd just been there over the Christmas holiday. And so they were our children. We were getting ready to welcome them home. So it was a terrible, terrible time for us.
And how are the kids settling in?
Oh, they're doing great. They're amazing. They're you know, they came, and it was a rough couple of months for them and for us. But after that, it's just been a joy, really.
They are how old?
My daughter is one, and our son is five.
And they are showing signs of interests yet? You already know they're going to be, say, a marine biologist and the president of the United States?
I don't know. My son keeps saying he wants to be a penguin when he grows up.
Interesting choice. Interesting. I'm not sure which universities offer degrees in that. But what are your Thanksgiving plans? I mean, this must be, for you especially, a pretty special Thanksgiving day.
Oh, it really is. It really is. And, you know, we've been talking to, you know, our son about what Thanksgiving means. And we're going to have a very traditional Thanksgiving. I'm going to start cooking a turkey very soon. It's my first turkey, so I'm very nervous about it.
Take the giblets out. Don't forget. I understand that actually last week that your kids became U.S. citizens, right?
That's right. Yes, they did.
And so an incredibly special moment and a holiday for the Scopa family, which I congratulate you on. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, your husband, Therlene, and Erickson. Lisa Scopa joining us from Brooklyn, New York. Happy new parent of two children from Haiti.